right, welcome back. It is a beautiful day out there. The sun is up and indeed those degrees are already increasing. It's getting hotter. It's going to be a hot day, but we'll be fine. More vitamin D for us, right? Okay. All right. So, yes, Miraya Breakfast Show, where the nation's biggest conversations begin. And as we had the headlines, we kept telling you how the Directorate of Civil Registry, Nationality, Passport and Immigration has reached an agreement with a German-based company to continue printing of passports and nationality documents as the government works on clearing its pending arrears. Now, this new agreement comes with new things as well. And so, we need to get more on this detail. And I have with me somebody from the directorate, and this is none other than David Oromo Jobo Jobo, who is the deputy director for the ICT department. You're welcome, David. David here is going to give us an update on what the plan is now. We have this new arrangement with the German-based company. Does it mean things will be the same or are things going to change?
Yeah, thank you so much and good morning, Miraya listeners. Mm-hmm. And I think everything will change as we're looking at. A lot of changes are coming along our way.
Everything?
Yes.
Okay. What are some of the changes that are going to take place?
Some of the the relationships we signed with them, the corporations we signed with them, is to look into the transitional period that we shall undergo. That is the visa pages from 48 to 64. That's for the adults. And then for the children, which is known as the minor, will remain as 48. Reasons later. And then also for the service passport, the diplomatic passport, special passport, and official passport shall remain 48 pages.
Okay.
And the business passport shall also remain the 64 pages.
Okay, so business passport 64.
And the regular passport 64.
Regular passport 64, and then the official ones and diplomatic ones will have less pages.
Correct, and the minor passport.
And the minor passports.
Correct.
Interesting. What about the size? I had something interesting about the size of the passport. Is it going to change? Is it going to be longer or just bigger with more pages?
Yeah, when we talk about in the transitional period, it's only just a... the size. It's not tentatively it's going to be long or what. It's going to be a little...
It's going to be fatter.
A little fatter.
Richer.
Maybe something, something of that nature.
I'm trying to imagine a wallet where there are more...
No, it's just going to be a little thicker.
Thicker,
because
yeah.
of the increment of what you call the visa pages.
Okay, and what about the cost? Is the cost changing?
No, we are not changing the cost. It's exactly still remain the $100.
Okay. Okay.
Which is the 66,000 SSP.
All right. And is that for all the ordinary passport or for all of them?
Basically, with the financial year, we looked into the minor passport shall be $50. Mm-hmm. The adult passport will be $100, which is equivalent to 66,000 South Sudanese pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Then the diplomatic, special, and official are going to remain the same. This is $200.
Okay.
And then the business passport, tentatively, because of the business community here.
Okay, you're speaking in dollars. I only want to hear pounds.
yeah, it's equivalency anyway.
Because the boss gave some serious directives. All right. Now, as we get to know more about the changes that are happening, initially there was only a specific number of passports in the past year that could be printed in a week. And registration had to happen and there would be a hassle, and if you missed out, you'd have to wait the other week. Is it still going to be the same or is there going to be an abundance?
Yeah, like we say that we have no challenge. Much of the challenge has been when we get the issue of the booklets being issued to us, and it was due to delayment of payment from our side.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I need to correct our media houses to know that there is no much challenge as they're writing that the server has been closed by the company or something mm-hmm. like this. Nothing like that. You will continue getting your document in time, your passport, your ID, your national certificate in time.
So can you clarify that any pending printouts have been cleared? There is no, you know, like backlog as far as printing out passports and national IDs?
Thank you so much. I think this is one of the things that I critically want to mention it out. We have a backlog, and that backlog cannot be printed unless you come in person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we have been accused of a number of instances. Like you see, we are issuing documents, passports out to foreigners and all this. So we want to re-clarify and look into the owners of these documents that we have in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have one day applied for a passport, wherever state you are, embassies, or wherever you are within our jurisdiction of operation, please report to our branch offices, that is in the embassies, that's when you're in the missions, and when you're in the country, report to your state headquarters. At least in all the 10 states, we have our offices active and willing to support.
Okay, so that means if I had said, registered to get my passport in 2020 and I disappeared for some time and then I came back and found it had not been printed, it will be printed immediately, or should I have to go through the process again?
Oh, it's very easy, because as long as we have your details in our database, why should we deny you? We shall print it right away.
Okay, that's good then. Mm. Now, let's talk about these pending arrears. Now, you said one of the key issues was because of the pending arrears. So does the agreement allow the, how will it be paid in installments while you continue, or is it going to be cleared at once?
You see, one of the things here is the contract has been in 100-100.
Uh-huh.
100%
okay.
Payment.
Yes.
And then 100% delivery.
Delivery, yeah.
So this is one of the things that we manage to really try to have avenues of discussions. Because us as technical people, we work on discussions. And then we wait and forward the report to our leadership for what we call final agreement signing.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and discussed on those avenues that we have seen the cry of our people has been as technical people. So when you get to that area is 100% delivery, 100% payment, which has been locking us down in the last one decade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so now, have you cleared 100%, or have you now had a different agreement out of the 100%, 100%?
The agreement we have gone through in our deliberation and discussions is, okay, let's say we shall be paying based on the current country's situation.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because now we cannot go to, because everything needs to change. We need to see the way how we can serve and deliberately charge our and serve our communities. Our people need the documents. They need the passports. They need the IDs.
Mm-hmm.
To kick out what we call the statelessness in the current era. So the country has accepted. They will continue issuing us and supplying us, but we must first clear up the pending.
Is there a period that has been given to South Sudan to clear these arrears?
They said clearly they have given us some ample time to clear this money.
Ample time?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, apart from the arrears, obviously there are going to be payments that will need to be paid now continuously. Are those going to be cleared, or they will now just keep piling on the arrears?
On the arrears, they said we first have to clear up the other pending amount, which is about $1.7 million
mm-hmm.
From the last contract which has been signed.
Yes.
So once we clear that, we have a new agreement to sign.
Okay.
But we already discussed the mechanism and we signed the memos. Mm-hmm. We are waiting only for the senior leadership, that is His Excellency, our Minister of Interior, mm-hmm. Honorable Solomon Mahmoud, together with the Director General of Immigration.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the East African passport. Is it coming as well? Is that one of the changes?
As we are saying, we are in a transitional period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone has what undergoes what you call transition.
Yes.
Today, we cannot just wake up and say, boom, you know, we are giving you something.
Yes.
So what we think to look at here is a transition. A transition also means here is, you know, this passport I hold here is it's our pride. Is a pride of all of us,
mm-hmm.
as South Sudanese.
Yes.
Is our pride. So for us also to move to the ESC, yes, we are moving to it, but also we need a transition. But yes, we shall have the samples soon.
Very soon.
Very
How soon?
Very soon.
What are you not telling us?
Let's say in a month or 2 months, mm-hmm. yeah, let's our leadership just help us. Mm-hmm. I know our able leadership under the leadership of our excellency, the president, mm-hmm. he has really been working hard. He has pushed to make things work. The Minister of Finance, the Governor Central Bank, Minister of Interior, the Director General of Migration, who has been pushing them hard to make the balance paid, and then we get our things.
Okay. Now, one key issue was the machine to print the East African passport. Has that been sorted?
Technically, these are things that took us there. We have already identified the best machines that will take us for the next decade. At least, no, not a decade, let me say 5 years mm-hmm. before we change them. Mm-hmm. The current machine has taken us about a decade already. That's why we had a little delay in
challenges.
In timeline. I rarely call them a delay because technically it's not a challenge to us because we are capable of fixing them ourselves. So the few delays that we had was consumables.
So you've identified the machines, it's just a matter of acquiring them.
Yes, just a matter of the leadership go accept. We have accepted with the memo, these are the machines we need for the next years to come to print the EAC passport, and we are all to go.
Okay. Due to time, let's just conclude this. What is your final information you'd like to share with us in 45 seconds, sorry.
One is, please, everyone report yourself to immigration at any time that you know, because what you need is you need to report in person, one. The delay of the documents is just because of yourself. You like sending people, please report yourself to immigration. Three, this roaming messages about that the company decided to close the server is not right. The company has never closed our servers. It is just because we have to sign what we call a new service and maintenance agreement, which we have already come out with the mechanism and the modalities where new trainings will be given by the new machines. You know, every machine has its own training. And then the new transitional period we shall undergo, that we shall lead also the high leadership through the cabinet ministry to give us approval, and the rest shall be good.
Okay, there you've heard it from...
And also the issue about the pricing, mm-hmm. Yajama, let's be honest, there is no increment. This has been there,
and
from day
same.
One, okay. It's just we forgot to revise the cost.
How do you say that's not an increment? Lieutenant Colonel David, I'm going to bring you back to dissect this particular one about the cost. But due to time, thank you so much for coming and updating us on the changes happening at the Directorate of Civil Registry, Nationality, Passport and Immigration.